Ladies and gentlemen, time now for the word of the day, and that's why Dr. Pond is about to join us. And Wayne, what do you got for us?
The word of the day I got for you. That's what I got for you.
All right.
Hey, guys, let's do... are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. I wasn't sure there. I had a little bit of feedback. Hey, we're going to go on a bit of a literary kick.
Oh.
Nikki, Ron, let's use some terms here from one of my favorite reference books. One of my old friends from UNC in the English department is the editor, so prepare yourself. Here's a word that sounds kind of naughty, but actually it's not. The word of the day is pooter. P as in Paul, P-O-O-T-E-R. Have you ever run into a pooter?
I have.
Met a pooter?
I have actually met somebody who was nicknamed that.
That's not a good thing.
Well, Nikki, there is a literary reference and antecedent here for the word pooter.
Really?
According to the Handbook to Literature, a pooter is the model of a thoroughly ordinary person. This is a character named Charles Pooter, who first appeared in a novel called Diary of a Nobody toward the end of the 19th century. So, Pooters of the world, unite. We have not forgotten you.
Fantastic.
It's all about mediocrity, I guess.
Right? Well, it doesn't say that, but I suppose you could read that between the lines. So,
Pooter.
Anybody who is... I love it. Thoroughly ordinary. I don't know if I know many people like that. You start peeling away the layers of the onion skin, and you ain't going to find ordinary under most of us, right? Yeah,
you know, if we were all still little kids, we could come up with a completely different definition for that word.
Does it really take being kids? Does
no,
it? Come
no,
on.
No.
Yeah.
Still made me think about it.
Ron's back to his fifth grade picture. I just love it when he was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, there's your word of the day. Pooter, P-O-O-T-E-R. Take it for a little walk and enjoy it.
All right.
Talk to you in the morning.
Hey, thanks, buddy.